Imagine Momcast Daily.
So I was reading in this, this is Elijah by Priscilla Shire. We're doing this study with our women's Bible study group. By the way, I don't know if you can hear in the background, but my washer and dryer are singing. I got a new washer and dryer, and this washer sings. Kind of like, la, 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 la. It's kind of funny. Anyway, our women's Bible study group is doing the study of Elijah, and the verse today was Jeremiah 48:11. I don't think I've ever heard this verse before, and it was really kind of interesting. It said, Moab has been left quiet since his youth, settled like wine on its dregs. He hasn't been poured from one container to another or gone into exile, so his taste has remained the same, and his aroma hasn't changed. Okay, so when I first read it, I was like, what the heck does that even mean? But she was talking about, Priscilla in the book was talking about how they went to look at some vineyards in California, and they talked about how when the grapes are poured into these giant barrels, then over time everything settles and they have to pour off the liquid, and then the dregs are like what's left over, and then they have to pour it off again, and then there's the dregs settle more, but you have to like continually pour it off, and in order to get the good beautiful aroma and the awesome wine out. And so I think what they're talking about here in the verse is that because Moab was never exiled, because they never had anything really bad happen to them or anything challenging happen to them, their taste and aroma just stayed stale. It was they never changed, they never grew, they never stayed the same. And I thought it was really cool because she was basically talking about how, you know, so many times in our life we have situations that are really unsettling and that are really hard for us. But when you look back, even though it was so difficult, you know, can be thankful for it because it changed you. You know, it made you a better person. And I was thinking back on some of the times, you know, that have been really hard for me. And there's different ones, but one of the things I was thinking about actually was just having newborns. And the first time I had a baby, that was like baptism by fire. And I, you know, coming home with a child and taking care of them 24 hours a day and not sleeping and just all those things, it just, I mean, I remember walking down the hall and being like, Lord, what in the heck did you get me into? And I know that's not like the worst thing that could happen to a person. Obviously, I made it and I ended up having 6 kids. So, you know, I got used to it and I figured out how to do it. But I mean, it was a really, really hard time for anyone who's gone through that, especially if you've had a child that doesn't sleep, you understand. So, but you know, I'm thankful for it because it definitely, you know, being a parent and being a mother has made me a more unselfish person and definitely a better person. Not that I'm not selfish sometimes, for sure, but I definitely think it's refined me and made me better. So I hope this helps somebody today and that you can look back on how God has, you know, maybe unsettled you at different times, but yet it's made you stronger.
Don't forget to join us on Facebook groups at Imagine Mom. Starts with an E, E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-N. Have a great day, y'all. See you tomorrow.